Hello, sci-fi fans. Welcome to Greg Reviews Sci-Fi Podcast. I'm Greg. I'll be your host today. We are going to review a book called Triplanetary, written in 1934 by E.E. Doc Smith. Now, it was published a little bit later, but we'll get into that in the review. This is considered a classic, must-read sci-fi novel, and I think it's important to read some of these older books to understand where the genre came from. So if you liked the review of Ringworld, you'll like this review. And here we go. Triplanetary was originally published as a serial in Amazing Stories, which means they put the first part of the story in an episode or an issue, and the next issues continued on with the story. And how Triplanetary became a book is after this, it was published, you know, the full story was published in Amazing Stories, they went back and turned it into a book. Now, Doc Smith also added some things that were not originally in Amazing Stories, namely Book 1 and Book 2, which Triplanetary is a collection of three books. I consider them chapters, but they're three books. And Book 3 is actually the Triplanetary book. And Books 1 and 2 are what Doc Smith added after the fact. And you can tell they're added. If you decide to read this book, read it in the way it's published. But once you're done, go back and reread Book 1 and 2 because it'll make more sense. It'll make more sense because you'll understand the genetic lines that is being cultivated in order to build what comes in later books without trying to give you too many spoilers. Reading a book published in 1934 is a lot different than reading modern books. Not only is the vocabulary different, but the interactions between people are different. Examples of the era that this book was written in are obvious throughout the entire book. Not just in the technology, because you have to remember in 1934, you're trying to visualize a future technology. So that technology is filled with buttons and dials and, you know, people looking through scopes and many things that we've solved have not been solved in 1934, right? So if you can't apply today's technology and think forward from there, right? So just the idea of computers and tape reels and things like that in Triplanetary are very pronounced. It's very interesting to try to have a glimpse into what 1930s writers thought the future was going to look like, which is very, very fun. It's also evident in the relationship between Cleo Marsden and Conway Costigan, the two pretty much main characters of the book. There's also Gray Roger, which is the villain, and some other villains. I'm not going to give away the whole book, but the relationship between Cleo and Conway is 1934 traditional, right? He learns throughout his interactions with Cleo that she's smart and you know, as strong as he is and contributes equally. It's very, very interesting how the relationship develops, which I think that interaction, that character development was absolutely the best part of this book. It's a love story within a space battle. I mean, it's space opera at its finest. Now, the book, the third book, Triplanetary, is what I would consider a good book. It's hard to read because the vocabulary is different. It took me a long time to read, but once I started getting into it, you know, switches and dials and scopes and you know, things like that are just not as interesting when you're reading modern sci-fi. Like it's something that, you know, half of the stuff in this book about technology is obsolete today. And there's some other far future stuff that's actually pretty cool. So let's get into the review. And by the way, I have a special treat if you stay to the end of the video. I'm gonna show you something that I think is very cool. All right, so story. I give the story 3.5 out of 5 stars, mainly because Smith goes back and adds those first two books, what I call chapters. And for the first half of the book, in its entirety, right? So I read books 1, book 2, and book 3. It was hard for me. You know, I'm just not interested in reading books about, you know, Atlantis or you know, Nero from, you know, I really was hoping for space opera from the get-go, right? You know, these books that grab you from the very beginning. This book is not that. You have to get into Triplanetary Book 3, and then all of a sudden it starts to get good. So if you're going to read it, stick with it. That's why I gave it 3.5 out of 5 stars. I'm not really certain why this book is considered a classic. I think it's good. I mean, it's definitely a classic because it's old, but you know, compared to like Rendezvous with Rama or something like that, it doesn't hold a candle to those books. So characters, I gave 4.5 out of 5 stars, mainly because, like I said, the love story. I think Gray Roger was a mediocre villain. And they bring in another alien species villain at the end of the book that I think was totally kind of unnecessary. But since this is, you know, we already talked about story, so this is characters. I thought the characters were good, but I couldn't give it a 5 out of 5 because, you know, I thought Gray Roger was kind of weak. Pace, 3.5 out of 5 stars. Again, you're in half the book before it even gets interesting, in my opinion. You have no idea why you're reading those first chapters, first books, until you're done with the series. Then you go, oh, okay, that makes sense. Gold flecks in her eyes. I totally get it. You'll know what I'm saying once you read the book. Originality, I say 5 out of 5 stars. I'm giving this a pass, honestly, because I wasn't there in 1934. I don't know, you know, I've looked, you know, everything was fairly original back then. I know there's always a first, but, you know, I'm giving this a 5 out of 5 just for being a classic. Technology, 4 out of 5. There was some pretty interesting, forward-looking technology. Like using heavy iron for nuclear reactions and things like that. Obviously, this book was very heavy in atomic energy. So, you know, just think of the time. I'm sure they thought that was as good as energy gets. So, you know, there are some things that are still not real technology. So I think a 4 out of 5 is pretty good. I mean, take away the dials and the switches and put computer panels. You know, you rewrite this book with modern technology. And I think it would hold up. So 4 out of 5 there. If you want to read this book, it's free on Project Gutenberg, which is very cool. I think just because it's so old, there's a lot of legacy sci-fi on Project Gutenberg, so check it out. Thanks for listening to this podcast review of Triplanetary. If you want to get the latest content from Greg Reviews Sci-Fi Podcast, please subscribe. You can also find me on YouTube as Greg Reviews Sci-Fi and on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on Goodreads if you want to know what I'm currently reading. All right, until next time.